Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, we were bummed out on Monday to not have Eric Wood available to us, but see, rainbows today. We get Eric Wood on a Wednesday at 4 o'clock. Eric, good afternoon. Mike has the day off. I hope you're acquainted with Nate Geary. This isn't jarring for you to have Nate in Mike's spot. How goes the week so far, Eric?
After some travel mishaps that made me miss the show on Monday, I'm doing all right now. And, glad to be joined by you. And I talked to Mike earlier and sent my condolences and had an aunt that lived over 100 years old. Pretty special.
Righto. Yes, that is why Mike is away today. He'll be back tomorrow. So I don't want to spend too much time on the Miami game. It's so many days ago already. I'm curious, sort of as an overview, when you're watching a game where the Bills, particularly on offense, are having such a hard time, do you, because I know, you know, you're there doing a job, right? I mean, you're analyzing the game. You've got things to keep in mind that you're doing. Are you thinking, oh, they'll get it together here? Like, you know, this next drive will be the one. Is that like still the former player in you that think, like, be optimistic? Or are you sitting there watching a game? Like, I feel like a lot of fans that are active on social media during the games have their heads in their hands while these games are going on. And obviously, you can't do that because you're talking. Just, I'm wondering, when they're struggling like they were on Sunday, do you think, like, just one good play and you're out of this?
Well, if we're at home, I'm usually messing with Nate Geary about his tweets going off the rails during our radio timeouts. But, no, I mean, it's natural for me. And if we have time, I like to bring up points like this on the broadcast. Like, hey, I think they need to lean into some more play action here, or, you know, get the passing on earlier downs, or lean back into the run game. We don't always have time coming in and out of breaks to do that. We often talk about that off air. But, yeah, yes, it's ingrained in you after, you know, 4 years of college football and 9 years in the pros to be looking for answers out there for your team. And we can have a biased broadcast. We're focused mainly on the Bills. And so, yes, I'm out there looking for answers throughout it. And, you know, I don't know half of what Joe Brady and those guys know as far as solutions go. But, you know, during my time with the Bills, we'd come to the sidelines. You're talking with the coaches. You might make suggestions of what we should get to or what we're feeling out on the field in those moments. And so, yeah, that definitely still hits my brain, and, you know, I can do nothing about it. I learned this year, coaches cannot have their cell phones in the booth with them or else it's a massive fine. And I found that out because Aaron Cromer, for the last preseason game against the Buccaneers, he went up to the booth and let his assistant coach the offensive line for the day, and he just took it in the game from the booth and helped out the staff from up there. And I said something, or I had texted a picture of him eating right before going in there, and he didn't get it till afterwards. He said, no, it's 15 grand or something if you even have your phone in the booth.
All right. Well, let's be careful about that then. All right. Well, then Sunday, like as that game is unfolding, like what did you see? What could the Bills have pivoted to that they didn't? Like what went wrong? It's 16-0. It's not like they were getting killed. They just could not get in the end zone for three quarters in this game against a Miami team that, I mean, it's not like Miami showed up ready to go. They blew a timeout before the clock had even started.
Threw
practically.
A pick on the first drive.
Threw a pick on the first drive. Like, they were like, you know, oh, here they come. They're ready to go. Like they were sloppy.
They were the Dolphins.
They were the Dolphins to start the game, and the Bills couldn't take advantage. So, like, what? Why were they so stuck in the mud as you see it, Eric?
Yeah, I think at times they were trying to force the run game, and Joe Brady talked about that on Monday where, you know, they were doing some stuff personnel-wise, adding some bigger bodies on the field, which didn't allow us to get to the second level as easy. It allowed their linebackers at times to run through, to contact Cook in the backfield where he's struggling at times to even just get back to the line of scrimmage. And then, you know, they would have a good drive, and then here comes a fumble, here comes a turnover, and you know, it's just a recipe for disaster. And then you would struggle on first down, and then you get to these obvious pass situations because of your lack of production on first down, especially to where now Miami's running simulated pressures. And, you know, there was a variety of issues with the passing game. It's hard to pinpoint one thing. At times it's separation. At times it's decision-making by Josh. At times it's, you know, potentially, I don't want to say a bad call, but an inopportune call maybe based upon the defense they called. And so you combine all that and it turns into a really lackluster day on offense. And then, you know, when your offense isn't producing, we also never got great field position. The two interceptions were both essentially arm punts down the field. And then on the one, we get a penalty, and so instead of starting at the 40, we start at the 15. We have a good kick return. Instead of starting at the 40, we started like the 13. I think we have the second worst average starting field position in the NFL this season. And when you have a offense that is struggling at times, you know, you talk about complimentary football, we're not getting much from the return game. It's fine, but it's not doing us any favors, especially the kick return. Punt return's not doing a whole lot at all. And then you get a couple turnovers, but you're still backed up. And it was just – it was a tough day at the office for the offense, obviously. But I think them just being a little stubborn on first down with the run game when Miami was either adding an extra defensive tackle or playing these big personnel groupings with stacked boxes, it just wasn't a recipe for success.
I wanted to ask you, Eric, because I found the most frustrating part about watching – that game back was the lack of urgency that the Bills offense was playing with at the end of the third quarter going into the fourth quarter. And I kind of noticed it's been sort of an all year thing where it seems like part of their, you know, philosophy offensively is like we want to eat some clock and we want to possess the football. And it's almost like I was talking to somebody yesterday about this, how it's like with Ken Dorsey, you had this extreme of we want to press the ball down the field. We want to score 100 points on you. Like that was kind of the mindset of the Ken Dorsey offense. And then we got to the absolute polar opposite where it's a run game. We want you to possess the football. We want to use all three downs. We want to find ourselves in third and shorts and third and accessibles and kind of move the football down the field methodically. And I find it when they start to turn up the energy, they start to turn up the pace. I think about the fourth quarter against the Ravens. And I think about what the offense looked like after the first couple of plays in their first drive in the fourth quarter, where they go right down the field. It seems like when they go to a more urgency or you know, a quicker game, they have more success, but it seems like they're so ingrained in wanting to slow things down that it's almost too extreme.
No, and that's fair. That's a fair point because, you know, I'm seeing that as well. Now, you know, I'm not in those meetings. Are they trying, you know, this is a banged up defense. Are you trying to protect your defense a little bit in those situations potentially? But no, I'm with you. And to me, you know, I had a conversation with Kyle Williams about this at some point throughout our career when we were still playing together. And I said, what are the toughest offenses for you to go against? Is it the up-tempo or is it the slower offenses? And he said, it's the ones that get in and out of their tempos where you don't know if it's going to be hurry-up offense on the ball where we're trying to communicate a play in because they've gotten in the huddle the last two times, or, you know, when you mix up those tempos, that's when it becomes the most difficult to defend. It's the most difficult to communicate. They don't know whether they have time or not. Are we going to be able to get personnel groupings in? And it's being able to mix and match out of those tempos, I feel like, it is a way to get out of a funk. And we would see that pretty often with Brian Daboll when he was here, where, okay, the offense is starting a little slow. Okay, let's get into hurry up. Let's try something different. Now, we had the opposite extreme when we had Nate Hackett and everything was no huddle. Well, then a defense can prepare for that throughout the week, and they know what's coming on a snap-by-snap basis. Then you have a three and out, and you really screwed your defense. But I do think getting into some of those tempo situations can really limit what the defense can dial up, and where we've had some struggles with, you know, whether it's identifying pressures or, you know, they're showing a pressure and we're at the line making a bunch of checks and then they drop out of it. You can get them out of a lot of that stuff by keeping people on the field. And then if you could extend a drive, you could really wear out a defense with that tempo.
Former Bills center, current radio analyst, also host of the Centered on Buffalo podcast, Eric Wood, our guest here for his weekly visit on the West Hur Hotline. So, Eric, you mentioned Brian Daboll in the course of talking about that point about the tempos.
Yeah, I thought that might trigger.
It should have been on my list, and you reminded me to make sure it is. So here it is. Like, let me from this angle. Let's tackle it. How hard would it be, like, what purpose, other than making fans go, oh, Brian Daboll's back, yeah, the offense was awesome when he was here. Mostly, that's selective, because I took plenty of calls from people who wanted to fire him.
Jacksonville game.
You know, it's always the offensive coordinator, Eric, you know that. It's never the quarterback's fault, it's always the coach. Functionally, if you were to reach out to him, which I don't think is imminent at all or anything, but I'm just wondering, how practical of an impact could someone like that have after the team's already played nine games?
Yeah, it's interesting because oftentimes you'll see guys go be a senior analyst somewhere for free because they're still getting paid by another team. So they got to take a free position, kind of an unofficial position, but they want to stay around, and maybe that sets them up for the following year to be an offensive coordinator there or something else. I think Sala did that. With San Francisco last year, and then he transitions into their defensive coordinator. I think the more smart people you can have in a room generally helps, you know, where they can give you a different perspective or say, hey, have you thought about it from this angle? Now, you get too many alphas in a room, and that's a recipe for disaster. And I've never played for Joe Brady or Brian Daboll. And I just don't know how that dynamic would work if you brought him in as opposed to, you know, Sala leaves San Francisco. He knows a bunch of that staff still. You know, it might have been a guy who worked for him. You know, each situation's different. You know, you add someone that can bring a lot of value in the room, that helps, unless it becomes a deal where he might be it's an uncomfortable position for Brian Daboll to be an offensive coordinator for so long, then a head coach, and then to take a back seat. I don't know how that would work. It could potentially be great. It could be a disaster.
Do you think it's worth trying here?
I would say no, and mainly because I do feel like if they can start mixing it up on early downs and get to some pass concepts that can put them in better positions, be less predictable, this run game's still going to be great. It wasn't last week, but moving forward, I anticipate this run game to still be effective as long as they're not too predictable with it. You know, I would say I would probably lean against it, even though I really like Brian Daboll, and I do think he could add value in there. I just don't know how that dynamic works if you throw him in there as well.
Right.
I think that part of this question will be a reason why I thought it would make sense for Brian Daboll, for the team to bring him in at this point, even though you don't want to undermine Joe Brady. But how do you, when you watch these games in real time and then you watch them back, I don't think there's any argument, Eric, that Joe Brady can scheme up with the best of them a running attack, especially with Aaron Kromer. Like, those two together have, I think, over the better part of 20-plus games together, have built a really strong running scheme. Like, it works week in and week out, even when teams are lining up against it and know what's coming. Where is your evaluation, though, on what they've been able to do with passing concepts? Because that's, to me, is like, man, if Dable could come in and provide some, even if it's just help them self-scout a little bit about what they're doing through in the passing game and some of the concepts they're running. Because I think for me, where I think the scheming has fallen short, if I'm going to point to one area, it is some of the passing concepts, because I feel like sometimes the forcing of the ball to Keon Coleman, I mean, now that we know Joe Brady has said it, like, they're trying to force him the ball, and I'm not sure that a lot of the concepts they're trying to run with Keon are really that built for Keon. So, like, if you just look at it in a vacuum and you say, hey, we all agree he can scheme up the run, where are you with the scheming up of the pass?
Yeah, and I see that there could be definitely some value there where it might be different concepts than Joe Brady hasn't run, or just a different set of eyes. There could definitely be some value potentially of whether it's Dayball or somebody else. But, you know, to me, and I had Stevie Johnson on my.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Center on Buffalo podcast this week that'll release tomorrow. He talked about this and talking specifically about Keon Coleman. Like, if you're not giving him consistent stick routes or comebacks, it's hard to beat a guy over the top or even to get those back shoulder fades. Now, I don't know that Keon becomes your Stevie Johnson or Stephon Diggs where he's getting that many targets to be able to set those up. But if that's who you want him to be, he's likely going to need to run those different routes or be targeted at those routes to be able to make those plays down the field. You know, I'll be honest. It's hard for me, and this is just me being completely frank, it's hard for me to critique pass concepts just being an offensive lineman. Now, look, I've been around football my whole life, and so I understand most of them. But, you know, for me at times, I'm like, I don't know if that was an option route or – if he sat the wrong direction or what happened there, but it's disjointed. It's miscommunication. And so, you know, I thought, especially when Joe Brady first took over, I thought some of his four strong concepts that I would see Dan Orlovsky break down were fairly cutting edge, put a lot of stress on the defense, especially when teams were going mainly zone against us because we have Josh Allen and they didn't want to run man and have him escape the pocket. But, no, I think it's fair criticism to say that we need some potentially some different pass concepts down the field to produce at a higher level. But I'm just trying to be completely honest with you. That's not my particular wheelhouse to critique. And I don't think it'd be fair to me to say, you know, bring in someone because that's not my wheelhouse.
With that said, Eric, how they're really in tough now. I mean, Palmer is coming back, it looks like, so that's encouraging. You know, Coleman is what Coleman is. I don't know, maybe he'll have a big game one of these weeks, and this will all sort of calm down. But they're down Kincaid now for at least this week. We'll see. And that has been maybe the only dependable, the most dependable, certainly, thing they've had in their passing game, other than like tunnel screens to Shakir. If you want something down the field, it's really been Kincaid that's been reliable. And with him out, I wonder, like, what kind of pivot, you know, in a week here. It's already Wednesday. So they have a mini bye or anything. They got another opponent coming in here that's blitz happy and tough against the run in Tampa Bay. Like, how, I don't know, how imaginative can they get within their passing game with the personnel they have to unlock something here that they have not yet been able to use?
Yeah, I don't know that they got to get super imaginative. It's, you know, kind of leaning into, you know, whether it's the RPO concepts that we used to see more, which if you see teams that are going to blitz a bunch, you know, if they sit back, you hand the ball off. If not, you hit a slant behind them, you know. Some of our bigger plays down the field have come because of those screens on the outside where guys then release and people are sitting towards the line of scrimmage because they're worried about making a play on Shakir. So some of our bigger plays have come off of that. But, you know, I would say you can get pretty creative throughout a week, you know, but I think ultimately our biggest success is going to come off of play action and heavy personnel, like giving a true threat of a run and having hard play action off of that and getting, whether that's shots down the field or, you know, crossing routes or whatever that is. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, finding Josh, you know, utilizing the Curtis Samuels, the Elijah Moores to make people feel threatened by those guys.
What do you think of Tampa?
Tampa's kind of tough to read. I mean, just because they've been so banged, you know, they've, mm-hmm. If they have Godwin, you know, they're not going to have Mike Evans. If they have Godwin and Bucky Irving, they're a pretty strong offense. And then a Todd Bowles defense is always hard to prepare for. I think they're a solid team. I wouldn't put them in maybe the top three or four of the NFC, but they're a solid team.
Yeah. Irving was on the practice field today, which was a surprise to me. Like the way it read,
I mean,
yesterday.
Yeah, we heard.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the Monday press conference was, we don't expect to have Godwin or Bucky Irving, and then they're both out there today practicing, but it was a walkthrough, and so maybe that's some theatrics there, but we'll see.
All right, Eric. Anything for us? Anything we miss here?
I don't think so. I think we about covered it. I mean, I thought we weren't going to touch on the Dolphins, and then
the whole thing was about the Dolphins.
Well, and here's the deal. Here's the deal. The Dolphins game was an encapsulation of a lot of the issues that we've seen throughout the year. So it's hard to look forward without addressing where the offense was through the first three quarters, some of the missed tackles, you know, the big plays for Miami. It's like, it's kind of, when we've struggled this year, it's been that and turnovers and then at times penalties, but it's turnovers and then those same issues that we saw against Miami.
Oh, wait. I've got an important one for Eric. You walk out onto a golf course, Eric, and you see a guy warming up on the driving range, and he's got two gloves on. What's your radio-appropriate response in your head when you see that guy wearing two gloves?
Is it raining?
No.
Is it freezing?
No.
Yeah, it's not a great look.
I can't explain why. Right. It's just not.
Yeah. We opened up today. I don't know if you've been following it. Josh and Baker Mayfield have had a little news conference fun today. Mayfield made fun of how tall Allen is, which is a weird burn, in my opinion, because Mayfield's not very big. I guess maybe that's the rub. And Allen's response was something along the lines of, Baker, he wears two gloves when he golfs. He's that guy.
That's funny.
I know.
You've got sweaty hands or something. You play in 100 degrees and 100% humidity, you might need two gloves.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I think black gloves are a bad look as well.
Yeah.
It just like screams like you're
gym class hero. Just to,
yeah,
right.
Oh, I compared it, Eric, to somebody that's got the iron covers on. You know,
oof, can't do it.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you didn't say I have iron covers.
Right. I felt pretty confident.
That would have been awkward.
Yeah, I felt pretty confident. He didn't.
Same.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. I'm still pretty new to all the golf stuff, so I'm not as ingrained in me as you guys. All right, Eric. Thanks a lot for this, and we'll catch up on Monday. Safe travels, I hope.
Okay.
Comfortable, like orderly travels as well, like, you know, on time.
Orderly travels. Being in Buffalo, this one doesn't make me as nervous because I can always get in the car and drive in 7 hours. The Houston game has got me a little nervous, but we'll hopefully it all work out.
All right, dude. We'll catch up later. Thanks.
All right. Yep. You guys have a great week.
There's Eric Wood on WGR. His weekly appearance is brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. And by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com. All right. Lines are open at 803-0550. You want to hop in? Anything that we poured over with Eric Wood, really, where's your level of concern? Is this just the yearly? Because I thought we did that with the back-to-back losses before the bye. Here we are again. Not that we were all expecting the Bills to go undefeated after they lost two games. Is this just an annual kind of rite of passage, or are you a little more shook by what the Miami game looked like and their passing offense looks like overall? We can get more into that as we go here again. 803-0550 is the number. Nate Geary is in for Mike Shope. I am the Bulldog, and you are listening to WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.